5 good minutes.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins us this morning. Proud graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, reading McCleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling the pressure about the 5 good minutes.
You're the best. Well, it's because you, even though we spend 5 good minutes, you are still an 8-time Ohio sports writer. See, we'll never catch up with you.
Well, I won the first one after the Civil War, 1866.
What did Lincoln think about the game? Did
you ask him? Doubleday just did not have a very good curveball, okay. So that was my first column.
All right, Uncle Terry. Let's jump around. Why not just start with last night? What a night. Let's go Alabama first, and the Tide rolled overtime. First of all, it's a great game, guys.
It was amazing, you know, switching quarterbacks at halftime. And, you know, I did a column about a week ago with Phil Savage talking about Nick Saban and, you know, how they both were together with the Browns back in the early 90s. And, in fact, the 92 media guide on one page is Nick Saban and the next page is Phil Savage. And you look at what Saban has become, you know, Belichick is that guy in the NFL and Saban is that guy in college.
Terry, speaking of quarterbacks, let's get to that. An interesting story you had regarding the Browns not having a shot at Jimmy Garoppolo. Really, the league kind of wondering about Belichick just settling for a second-round pick from the 49ers right. For him. The Browns certainly would have offered more than that.
No, the Browns, but other teams, too, because I know for a fact, because I wrote that about 4 days later, that the Browns never had a chance to talk to him. They had talked to the Patriots 2 days before and said, we want them. Call us if you change your mind. Several other teams were calling Meredith to run up to the trade deadline. So all these other teams that were interested in him, in Jimmy Garoppolo, ended up calling each other going, did you actually get a chance to bid on this guy? And they all found out, no, only San Francisco. And whether Bill got angry or whatnot, it's just as odd from the beginning to end.
I agree. There seems like there's something in all these reports with the Patriots.
Yes.
Maybe he wanted him in the NFC, but still you'd think that he'd listen for
Arizona,
more than that.
Yeah, but Arizona wanted him. Denver wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically the only team that got a chance to talk was San Francisco. And they could say, well, you get Brian Hoyer. I mean, look, there could have been a three-way trade. A lot of things could have been done there. It was. You could just tell it was done that morning. And Belichick's like, okay, I got to do it. I'm going to do it. That won't be his story, but that seems to be what happened.
And Garoppolo looks like he can flat-out play, doesn't he?
Yes, and I'm sure that makes Belichick sick, too. Because you almost think, would this have been, if Bill had his way, like when Green Bay, you know, when they traded Brett Favre, you know, 2 years early, before Favre was not quite done, and then went with Aaron Rodgers. You know, my guess is that's probably what Bill would have wanted to do.
That's a tough call, though, man, when you're talking about moving Brady. Yeah. All right, tough times right now for the Cavs, Terry. Boy, that was just an embarrassment last night.
Like a layup drill.
It was terrible.
It really was. You know, over the weekend, I wrote a column about should they think about DeAndre Jordan, which I was just starting to do because at first, my early season was, let's see. But, you know, Jordan does bring, along with being an elite rebounder, he does bring some shot blocking and physical presence. This team just stays 28th, 29th in defense. That's not going to do it. And Isaiah Thomas, I love Isaiah, but he's not going to help you defensively.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
For Tello at 7:20, we'll talk more camps. Hey, let me get you out here on the Indians real quick. We got the Hot Stove League tonight at 8. And speaking of which, guys, it looks like Kipnis back at second. That's what they're saying?
That's what I'm hearing, but I'm not positive on that one.
Okay.
How's that? Paul Hoynes wrote it, and Paul doesn't tend to make stuff up. So that's intriguing. That really is, because the outfield is still, you know, all over the place. Where do you put Yandy Diaz then?
Yeah. Are these good problems to have, or are we going to have a lineup
well,
that we can't
figure out? They need outfielders or something, that's for sure. But bottom line, I kept this. When he's healthy, he has a good year. When he's hurt, it's a miserable year.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, Terry Pluto, and check out his writing as well. Good columns the last 72 years, for that matter. All right.
That's right.
Terry, thanks, partner.
Thank you.
Be good.